Welcome to Spiritual Psychology. My name is Renee Lavallee McKenna, and I bring my 30-plus years as a recovering addict and ex-crazy person turned therapist and shamanic healer to bring you snackable teachings on spirituality, psychology, and all things personal growth. And today I want to talk about three powerful and very simple spiritual principles to live by that have given order and direction to my life for over 30 years. And these principles are to trust God, clean house, and help others. And this triad or triangle of wisdom is one of both infinite depth and infinite expansion. We can always grow in our effectiveness and maturity with any of these principles. And if we look at them in practice, their practical application in our life, we will find that there is always room to grow. There's usually some we're feeling good about, and others we need to lean in, readjust, or maybe even redirect altogether. So these simple signposts of trust God, clean house, and help others were introduced to me as the shorthand version for the 12 steps. And the 12 steps are based on ancient spiritual self-transformational practices from early Christianity. And these great principles could also be expressed as love God, love yourself, and love others. And those are dynamic truths that are found in all valid spiritual practices. And they really address the three main aspects of being a human: our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others, and our relationship with the larger consciousness system. And the thing I love about engaging with principles is that they're verbs or actions that we take, point to originating forces or actuating agency or great truths that when we apply them to ourselves and our life, create positive, constructive change. They can be guiding forces. They have been for me, and particularly these three principles, as simple as they are, can create a bedrock and a foundation upon which to build our proverbial house. So before I jump in to look at each of these more deeply, I want to take a moment and say that I really want to connect with people, both in person and more directly one-on-one, or at least in small groups. The one-way communication of talking into my closet every week can be unfulfilling at times. And so I'm contemplating and praying about how to start a community that's beneficial, supportive, and nurturing for its members. I'm diligently looking at platforms, which is a daunting and overwhelming task. It's kind of like being in the cereal aisle at a grocery store. I really want to bring my spiritual psychology work directly and affordably to everyone who's interested in it. So I'm looking at a monthly membership that includes workshops, Q&A, and I hope even small group breakouts to really create connection and community between all of you amazing people. And I've had the gift of meeting many of you through different formats, and I know how wonderful you are, and I want to spend more time with you, and I want you to meet each other. If any of you have any ideas, any experience in other communities that have been rich and helpful for you, or if you have any time you want to offer to help me in this creation, I would be grateful for any of that. Shoot me an email, info@reneemckenna.com, even just to let me know if you're interested. One-way conversations are a little dull, and I'm really hungry for engagement and to more directly and actively bring these empowering, healing practices that I use with my clients to a wider audience. So please reach out if you have any inspiration in helping to build and create a spiritual psychology community. And so back to the principles: trusting God, cleaning house, and helping others. And each of these principles could absolutely be its own podcast, but we'll take them one at a time. So what does it mean to trust God? And we can just ask ourselves that question, and it will get a different answer, maybe even on different days, but certainly at different stages and phases in our life. And there are many questions that come out of that principle of trusting God. And the first one is, what is God to me? Words are very powerful, and the word God itself may not work for you. So change it up. I personally have prayed goddess for almost decades now, because for me, the nurturing, unconditional love and personal relational care that I feel when I approach and interact with the divine feminine feels much more trustworthy to me than the kind of more impersonal, rule-based, even perhaps judgmental perception of God that I have, that's kind of seeped into me culturally, probably from the Old Testament and my little exposure to the Bible, with this kind of arbitrary, even moody, masculine force. Now, that's a very immature God that I'm tapping into when I use that word. And that's some of the thing about being with principles, is we have these two concepts, trust and God. And I can look at my relationship with each of them quite deeply, and it'll point to lots of opportunities to expand and polish and grow. So just looking at my conceptualization of God, I did a podcast recently, number 207, Getting a Bigger God. So I encourage you to listen to that if you want to challenge your conceptions of divinity, which I think is always a good idea. And this idea of trusting God, do I have a God that's trustworthy? And what is my relationship with trust? It's become pretty clear to me recently that trust is a place that I need to grow personally. I'm pretty good at unconditional love, but trust is a whole different thing. It's a felt experience. It's an attitude. It's a perspective. And on some emotional, spiritual, and even mental level, trust is an action. It's like hopeful letting go. It's a confident expectation of something good. It's a reliance on the integrity, strength, and ability or surety of the unfolding nature of reality. And I know for myself, having grappled with my anxious, avoidant attachment, that trust neither comes naturally nor easily to me. And there are places that I trust this unfolding life force that many call God, and there are places that I don't. And I know from my work with many, many people, I'm not alone in that. But when I grow in trust of this magical unfolding life journey that we're on, I'm relaxed. I'm in enjoyment. I'm open, curious, and willing to try new things. Trust is similar to beginner's mind in Buddhism, or Jesus' suggestion that we be as little children. And that attitude and outlook and energy to come from a place of trust is a beautiful and energized place to be. And there is always room to grow there and grapple with all of the places that I am untrusting, where I've been betrayed, where I have betrayed others or been untrustworthy myself. And then, of course, in this plane of duality and impermanence, we all must grapple with death. And what does it mean to trust God even unto death, knowing that all things and all beings will pass away and regenerate into something new? So that's probably the place I need to grow the most right now, is in trust, or trusting the goddess and God. I have a more polytheistic approach to spirituality now, and this idea of God and goddess, the masculine and the feminine divinity working together to create reality, makes a lot of sense to me. And that's deeply and richly explored in Hinduism, which makes room for all these infinite faces of the divine as mother, father, lover, friend, that I find much more complete than monotheism can provide for me. And so the second principle is to clean house. And one of the great benefits of working the 12 steps is this process of looking deeply at ourselves, personal inventory. And that's what good therapy work is. Looking deeply at ourselves. What do I want to keep? What do I want to let go of? What needs to be added or changed? What wants to be watered or weeded from the garden of my own psyche? And so having a practice of self-assessment, coupled with a process for self-transformation. And that's what the Eightfold Path of Buddhism is about. That's what confession in Christianity is. And as someone who was a literal house cleaner, I was a maid for 10 or 12 years, the act of physically cleaning our space is often a pretty incredible metaphor for what's happening in our internal space. I know there is always a correlation. I can look at what's happening in my life externally, the order or disorder of my physical house, and it's a pretty good indication of what's happening internally for me. Do I have a whole bunch of stuff that's undone that I'm keeping that causes me suffering? Is there messiness and a lack of self-care and self-responsibility? Is there disorder and reorganization because I'm in the midst of a big change? It's helpful to look without judgment, or we might even need to look at our judgment as we clean our own house. Often we spend a lot of time looking at what's wrong with other people and not enough at looking at what's wrong or right with us. And I love the saying that if I'm pointing my finger at someone else, there are three fingers pointing back at me. Got a lot of Jesus references happening today. In Matthew 7:5, Jesus says, "Take the log out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." And the final principle is to help others. And of these three, I have found that selfless service is the fast track to spiritual growth. From the standpoint of the Akashic Records, there is no action or thought, belief or behavior that goes unrecorded or unrecognized. And the infinite complexity of this singular system and what we put in is what we get out. There is no good deed that goes unrecognized. And from a consciousness perspective, good deeds hold much higher weight than bad deeds, although we may have to take responsibility for those when we clean our house. Random acts of kindness, considering what I can bring rather than what I can get, opens me to be a doorway or a portal for love, peace, acceptance, connection. That when I bring that energy to others, it has to flow through me and I benefit from it as well, even if they don't. When I operate from a spirit of love and service, whether I'm aware of it or not, there is an act of trusting God, of source energy flowing through me to another. And it not only feels good, but it aligns me with a resonance of flow that is much more constructive and beneficial than when I'm mired in self-centeredness, constriction, greed, and fear. I'm reminded of my client Phoebe. She was in poor health, desperately lonely, and quite depressed. She lived alone, didn't really have a lot of connections with people. And she had an old dear friend who became critically ill and also didn't have anyone in their life. But they were unable to move themselves through the cancer procedure that they were in. And they reached out to Phoebe for help. And when we first started to talk about it, Phoebe was anxious and even a little bit resentful. This was going to tap into her time and change her schedule. Not that she had all that much going on, but she agreed to help her friend. And they began to spend time together. Phoebe helped her get back and forth to the hospital when she had surgery. She helped to bring her to chemo. And that resistance and resentment turned into love and selflessness. Her anxiety turned into willingness. And their friendship was rekindled. The friend not only healed, but felt incredibly grateful for the service that Phoebe had done for her. And watching her friend get sick actually changed Phoebe's relationship with her own body, and she started to take better care of her own health. Frequently, when I want to start something new, I will give it away because beginning with the energy of generosity and flow is an excellent message to a trustworthy God. I did a ton of artwork for free before people started to buy my paintings or I got paid for doing public art. I saw clients for free for quite a long time as I developed my own skills and abilities. At this point now, it's actually out of integrity for me to give away my work because it creates a power imbalance where people feel like they owe me. So I have come to understand that service needs to have a feedback loop, just like Phoebe received a lot from what she gave to her friend. All good service serves the server. So if you're giving in a way that's draining or depleting, creates resentment, or feels bad, then that is not helpful. That's part of our own inventory. There is a shadow side to helping others, of martyrdom and codependency, and stepping out of those patterns can be part of trusting God. It can be quite terrifying to stop giving if that's the way that we have validated ourselves in our life. So this triad of trusting God, cleaning house, and helping others works together. The triangle is the strongest geometric shape. And like a wheel, we can circle around and around, deeper and deeper, expanding and strengthening, clarifying and transforming our relationship with each of these great principles in our life. So I encourage you to consider, what is your relationship with trusting God? Where does your own house need to be cleaned, metaphorically or physically? And where are you helping others? Considering what you can bring into any circumstance or situation rather than what you can get. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you want to be part of my spiritual psychology community that's looking for a place to root and grow, please reach out. And I'll absolutely keep you posted as things become more concrete. If you want some help in looking at the triangle of your own trust cleaning service process, let's set up a discovery call and see if a block of spiritual psychology work might be helpful for you in your life. Again, you can shoot me an email, info@reneemckenna.com. Check me out on Insight Timer this Wednesday, April 24th at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific. I'll be doing a workshop on transforming trauma. Link to my Insight Timer profile is in the show notes, and those are free and welcome to all. Blessings on your path until we meet again. This is Renee LaValle McKenna for Spiritual Psychology.